True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Mike Max in 3 to 6 on News Talk 830 WCCO. And, of course, it's the rubber game. We didn't know we'd say that going in yesterday at this time. The rubber game means that it's a deciding game of three-game series. Each team has won one game. We didn't know the Twins would win one game, and they did last night 8-1. And now they play again tonight against the Yankees. It's the rubber game. So whoever wins the game wins the series. Right here on WCCO, we'll bring it to you. In fact, one of the team doctors for the New York Yankees, a guy I've known for a long time, he's from here. He's from here, and he works with, what's it like to work with the Yankees? He's also very innovative about COVID and sports and everything else. We're going to visit with Dr. Robbie Sicca on today's show as well. I just had lunch with him last week talking about a number of different sports topics. Just, you know, I'm always networking and talking to different people because that's how you end up with good guests on your show. And he's one of them. Shannon Gidley is a Minneapolis parent, and, she has extended time with her kids in school, as do all of them. The teacher strike means that school's been extended into the summer. She's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. Paul and Jordana talked to her earlier when the teachers were on strike. And at that time, I think people said, how are you going to get out? Well, you got to work, you got to go to school so many days. And at that time, I'm not so sure that it really hits you until you get to the summer that says, that's right, we got to be in class when we don't want to. But that is the owner. That's where it's at right now to get the deal done that they wanted. Shannon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Shannon Gibney, actually, G-I-B-N-E-Y.
Gidley.
Gibney.
Yep.
Gibney.
Gidney.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Gid,
yeah,
and then a knee.
No, G-I-B as in boy, N as in no, E-Y. Gibney. Gibney.
Gibney. Gibney.
Yes.
I don't,
that
David,
part,
that doesn't even resemble Gibney, the note that I have here. Okay. But the point is, you're a parent of a Minneapolis school kids. That's what that's the big piece of this, right?
That is the big point.
Okay, so what's it like now? The weather gets nice. Everybody else is dismissed. Everybody's gone home except the Minneapolis School District. What is it going to be like this week and next week for you and your family?
You know, it's not really that big a deal. They had to add 42 minutes on to the end of every school day already.
That would suck.
I think that... Well, that's already a bigger deal for a lot of families, you know, in terms of, like, people having to shift their work schedules for childcare and stuff like that. I think the last 2 weeks for our family was not a big deal. I had my son signed up at the Adventures in Cardboard Camp. I have a sixth grader at Anderson and a first grader at Bancroft. And so that's, like, his favorite camp. He was so excited to do that. But then they had to bump that camp to then the end of the summer, right before Labor Day. And so that was not really a problem for us. Other families have a different situation. We have good friends that their brother is getting married in Ghana. And so
well, that would be problematic, yeah.
Yeah, so they have plans for a year to leave, you know, and so they're just like, yeah, we're gone. My son came home and he had, this is about maybe a month ago, and he had this piece of paper that said, my child doesn't have to come to school for the last 2 weeks of school. And then if I signed it, he wouldn't have to be there. And basically that's because they knew, the Minneapolis Public Schools administration and staff knew that, yeah, there are a lot of families that have this situation where they already had summer plans, and so they don't want to put the families and the kids in the situation where they're missing kind of like vital schoolwork in the last 2 weeks. I sort of just looked at my son and laughed and said, "You will be in school."
He said, "Well, you brought it home just in case, Mom."
Yeah, totally. He was like, "I was trying to help you out, right?" Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, thanks for your help." No. But he said he's been trying to, you know, lobby to not go to school, because he's like, they're just going to have us do, like, watch movies and, like, whatever.
I'm very familiar with, like, that lobby. Yes, I understand how that works. Yes, yes.
Yes, exactly. He's been constantly
pounding. There's no point, Mom.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And my daughter, I mean, first grade is, like, you know, you're just, like, constantly learning stuff anyway.
Yeah, she doesn't even know you're not supposed to be in school, right?
Right, exactly, right. And, you know, last year she was in kindergarten virtual during, like, the height of the pandemic, which was a complete disaster. We were at dinner a little while ago, and she just said nonchalantly, "You know, I learned nothing in kindergarten, Mom."
Yeah.
I learned nothing, because you can't learn anything on a screen. The only thing that I learned in kindergarten was when my grandmother sat down with me at our new desk and taught me my ABCs. And so for her, she wants to be in school all the time. My son likes school, but, you know, he'd rather be at home playing.
He's not mad about school. He's just, if given a choice, he's got other things he'd rather do. I get that, you know. But it almost sounds to me, though, like, I mean, this is a bit of a charade. It's like we realize a whole bunch of kids aren't going to be there. We're not really getting into the academic part, but we have to do this to fulfill a requirement with the state more than anything else.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I think that it's sort of everybody's kind of in a bind. And I mean, I feel for sort of all sides. There are a lot of people that were really angry when they were like, "Oh, we have to go for, you know, an extra 2 weeks." And I'm just like, but what did you think was going to happen? You know, like, the state,
yeah,
like, law, the state has a certain number of contact hours that they have to have, you know, the kids have. Right. And so, my position is, even if it's not like perfect learning, my kids will be learning stuff when they're in school, and because for me, school is not just about the academics. Like,
no, they're with other kids. They're having lunch with. There's some things there that you can only get in that gathering. I get that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how bad was it when they were out during the strike? How bad was that in terms of, you know, you didn't know when it was going to end, and you had your kids at home all of a sudden?
That was so stressful for parents.
Yeah.
I know it was so stressful for teachers. I don't want to say that the two things are mutually exclusive. There's a lot of parents who are also teachers, and, you know, so, I mean, it was just really rough. Like, at the beginning, I think all of us were, like, you know, supporting the team. Of course, we want teachers to get paid what they should be paid. Teachers have been through, everybody's been through HELL the past 2.5 years, but teachers have really been on the front.
You can even say it on the air here, yep.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, yeah, so we, but also at the same time, it's like, wow, schools around the state are, just don't have the money. They don't have the money for things like special ed. Special education is not being funded. You know, and so it's like, and then meanwhile, we have this $9.3 billion quote-unquote surplus that is just sitting there because the legislator just said, like, we can't agree, right? It's just really unnerving. So the whole thing was just really demoralizing, I guess, because it just was like, can't people figure this out? And it's like, no, they can't.
They don't have to, because we put no pressure on them. Everybody just sits in lobbies, and everybody wants the money. Everybody's got their hand out. And yeah, it just, even when we have good situations, they turn bad, you know?
It was because we didn't know when it was going to end, and then all of us parents sort of used our social goodwill to help out with childcare, and then it was like, we got to week three, and it was like, all the Minneapolis public schools parents I know were like, we're done. Our kids need to be back in school.
Yep.
We need to get back on track. I don't care. Like, this cannot continue. This is not good for anybody.
No.
So it was really hard. And so this is much better than that. Let's put it that way.
Well, Shannon Gibney, We appreciate it very much. And hang in there. And it was refreshing to hear some of those. They must have a coalition, young boys, because that sounded almost verbatim to some of the stuff that I've heard. So they must share this information. When you go home and you see your mom, say this. If it's your dad, say this. But either way, the bottom line is you don't need to be in school. Thank you, Janet. Appreciate
it. Yes. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.